You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz, the 2nd of February. Jazz Rookie is Rookie of the Month again. The Jazz miss out on target number one. Stretch fours, are they easy or hard to come by? The Locked On Podcast Network Midseason Awards, Crazy Games, and Pack all coming up on a Friday edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. Sure glad to be with you. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, a little extra behind-the-scenes look, and some geeky numbers, lots of them on a Friday, that you can't get anywhere else. I'm the radio voice of the Utah Jazz, and I'm glad to have you with us. Thanks for tuning in. I have heard from some of you that you're having problems on Google Play. I'm hoping that'll straighten itself out. We'll look into it, see what we can do. If that continues to be the case, please let me know. So thank you very much for that. Today's show is brought to you by Slow the Flow, as well as my friends over at Murdoch Hyundai. Glad to have you with us. All right, let's roll through. Donovan wins Rookie of the Month for January. Congratulations to Donovan. Over the last 10 games, he's 22-4-3. It's kind of where he was for the whole month. He's averaging 19.3, walking toward 20. Ben Simmons won it on the Eastern Conference end of things. And coming up in a little bit on the show, I will share with you the Locked On Podcast Network Mid-Season Awards and see whether or not Donovan wins Rookie of the Month or not. But that's a new feature we'll have is the Locked On Podcast Network Mid-Season and then various surveys throughout the year, power rankings and things, and try to share those for you throughout. So congratulations to Donovan Mitchell, just such a great story. Last night I went out for dinner to Pizzeria Bianco, which is Chris Bianco is kind of known as the singular best pizza chef in the country. He was there. Actually, Rick Carlisle was there. Kevin McHale was there. A guy from the E Street Band was there. David Griffin, former GM, was there. It was kind of a... So Chris Bianco is this guy who started actually in a back neighborhood grocery store in 1988 and then has become won the James Beard Award for best chef in the Southwest and now kind of keeps rolling. And he's pretty much the most revered. I have a friend, actually the Pagliacci shirt that I was wearing yesterday on the show. That's a pizza chain in Seattle, owned by a really close friend of mine, one of my closest friends. And I texted him and said, I just met Chris Bianco. And he said, that's my LeBron James. So it was a cool night. I don't know why I started telling you that. Oh, because so he was, we were there and we said we were the Jazz and, next thing you know, he says, oh, that Donovan Mitchell. Like, all he wanted to talk about was that Donovan Mitchell. I mean, he's a big hoops guy. Might have to have him on Locked On NBA. Maybe we'll have to do a celebrity Locked On NBA with him. I'm actually trying to get possibly the writer of the Office, Good Place. What else? Parks and Rec. To come on because he's a huge NBA fan as well. So maybe we'll do a little celebrity thing. So anyway, congratulations to Donovan. People are the talk of the town. So the New Orleans Pelicans, after yesterday I told you that the owner had turned it down, obviously changed his mind, and they got the deal done for Nikola Mirotic, which is a bummer for the Jazz because that was the guy on the list that the Jazz wanted more than anyone else, and at least that's what it seemed like. I mean, that's the name that we've been talking about. He wanted to play for the Jazz. He wanted to play for Quinn, and it's just too bad to not be able to get that done. As I've said the whole time, you know, it's hard to give up a first-round pick for which might be a lottery pick for Nikola Mirotic. Now, with that said, I will tell you what. I think there's a real misnomer that's out there. And the misnomer that's out there is that there's a lot of stretch fours because there's just simply not. Like, if you run through who the stretch fours are, in the league that are starting: Serge Ibaka, Kevin Love, Dario Saric, Kristaps Porzingis, Marvin Williams, Nikola Mirotic, Ersan Ilyasova, Ryan Anderson. Is Kyle Kuzma? And is Harrison Barnes? There's like 10 of them. Everyone says you can go just go get a stretch four. There really aren't very many of them. Do you count Thaddeus Young at 2.6 threes a game and 33%? Do you count Markieff Morris at 2.6? Maybe. Do you count Paul Millsap? Is a stretch four? Sure. Okay, we'll count Paul Millsap. We'll get to 11. Trey Lyles is out there. Tobias Harris now. Does he count now? I mean, if you really look at it, you got Serge Ibaka takes four threes a game at 36%. Kevin Love takes five threes at 40%. There are not many stretch fours that give you 40%. Al Horford's kind of a funny conversation here. Miami doesn't have one. Markieff Morris, we just discussed. Thaddeus Young doesn't have one. Milwaukee doesn't really have one. Dario Saric takes five threes a game at 37%. Detroit doesn't have one. Porzingis takes five threes a game at 39.8, called 40. Marvin Williams pretty damn good. Marvin Williams takes 3.7 threes at 43% this year. Like stretch fours are hard to come by. Marvin Williams takes over 50% of his shots as threes, and he's probably one of the better stretch fours in the league. Brooklyn doesn't have one. Nikola Mirotic is six threes a game. It's the most by any four in the league at 43%. I mean, there was a unique aspect to Mirotic partnered with Rudy that would have been cool, but New Orleans was willing to give up that first-round pick, and that got the deal done. I mean, we probably have to do either Joe Johnson and Alec Burks and a first-round pick if we want that. Ilyasova's at 3.7 threes at 36%. Ryan Anderson's at 5.5 threes at 37%. San Antonio doesn't really have one. Minnesota doesn't have one. Maybe Bielitsa. Oklahoma City doesn't have a stretch four. Al Farouk is hitting 39%, but I don't believe it. New Orleans now has one. Anthony Davis, kind of hard to tell what he is. Millsap, 3.6 threes at 34%. Trey Lyles probably deserves to be mentioned. Tobias Harris, pretty small. Kyle Kuzma, 5.3 at 36.9%. Jamichael Green at 2.3 threes at 36%. He's not really. Harrison Barnes, I guess he's a four at 3.9 at 34%, though. I mean, if you look at the amount of guys that take three or four, call it four threes a game at 40%. Now, I mean, 40% is a lot. But you got Kevin Love. You got Porzingis if you round up to 40%. You got Marvin Williams if you take 3.7 and turn into four. You got Nikola Mirotic. Is that it? That's it. And Tobias Harris, if you count. So there's really only four or five guys in the league that do what he does. Now, defensively, he's not great. Is the shooting real this year? There's a lot of question marks there. He got in the problems with Bobby Portis last year. So there's a lot of different issues there, but it's a bummer. It's a bummer to have a guy who wants to play in Utah, wants to be there, and just the timing and everything just doesn't quite work to get that done. So, I said it the whole time. I just don't, giving up that first-round pick with the track record Dennis Lindsay has on picking up first-round picks is hard. It's hard to pass, hard to give that up. He's willing to do it. He did it for George Hill, but he also got Donovan Mitchell last year, got Rudy Gobert, got Rodney Hood. So, it's a big move by New Orleans. So I think they could be better with Mirotic than they were with Cousins. So I think we talked yesterday about whether the playoffs are still in. New Orleans is firmly in. I think New Orleans is better with Mirotic than they were with Cousins. Now they don't have with Mirotic in those lines with Anthony Davis. What they don't have the Cousins gave him is that backup center. So and frankly Anthony Davis now has to play center, which he doesn't really like to do, and Mirotic is not a great rebounder, and we'll see if AD wants to rebound. But I don't think it's going to screw him up. So the first kind of piece of the trade deadline falls with Blake. The second one falls with Mirotić. We'll see what happens next. But it's, you know, you can't go get every guy you've ever wanted. That's the reality. The lineup, the timing has to work. The lineup of deals has to work. It's really hard to get deals done. And the timing of where your franchise is has to match. But it's still a bummer. Like it can be a bummer. It doesn't mean it's, you know, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it being a bummer means having him go to New Orleans was the wrong move by the Jazz. Right? Like, that's the craziest part about this. Kind of what yesterday's show was about. That when you can be bummed and still think you made the right move. Would have been nice if New Orleans had held their ground and never decided to give him the second year, and then maybe something comes together. But it did not. And so Nikola Mirotić is on the Pelicans for another year and a half. And, you know, if he continues to play like he does, maybe he's the perfect free agent in a year for the Jazz. I think it's worth noting that he wanted to play for Utah. That, you know, you're beginning to have players that want to play for Quinn Snyder and be a part of what Dennis Lindsay and Quinn Snyder have built. That is probably the most noticeable part about things. The today's show is brought to you by my good friends over at Murdoch Hyundai. I had a nice time seeing Blake yesterday. Stopped by and saw him at 4646 South State Street. There's also a Hyundai dealership in Linden and one in Logan, by the way. They are doing this February for the Dealer with a Heart event, so kind of a cool event. Murdoch is giving you the gift of love by promising $500 above Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer on your trade. Plus, for every new car purchased, Murdoch is donating $100 to the Heart Center Primary Children's Hospital. Come in and receive your complimentary gift for just stopping by. So, the Hyundai cars are just fabulous. The 2018 Elantra, 0% for 72 months, $8,000 off all remaining 2017s. Murdoch Hyundai is the top volume Hyundai dealership for 13 straight years. Why? Because you get the Murdoch No Regrets 5-day exchange policy, price match guarantee, safety inspections, and car washes for life. Don't forget America's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty with Hyundai Assurance. Get started. Murdoch Hyundai. Visit Murdoch Hyundai in Linden, Logan, and Murray. Pretty exciting stuff going on in the Murdoch Hyundai world. Glad to have you stop by, visit Blake, say hi. He's either at the Murray or the Linden store. All right. Let's do the Locked On Podcast Network Awards. This is voted on by the NBA hosts of the Locked On Podcast Network. And we're doing midseason awards. The MVP, James Harden. Second, Steph Curry. Third, LeBron James. Surprised? Surprised that Harden got 55% of the vote, Curry got 21%, and LeBron just 10% of the vote. So LeBron no longer the lead candidate for MVP, as he was. Now James Harden seems to be running away with it. Ben Simmons still running away with the Rookie of the Year. 68% of the vote of the Lockdown Podcast Network. Donovan Mitchell, 24%. Be interesting to see if that evolves at all. They are certainly, then Jason Tatum got a vote. Kyle Kuzma got a vote or two. Coach of the Year, Brad Stevens had 37% of the vote. Greg Popovich at 18%. Eric Spoelstra next at 16%. Dwayne Casey also at 18% with Popovich. So it actually was Casey ahead of Spoelstra. Brad Stevens went, though. Popovich has got to be discussed with Kawhi Leonard out. I mean, we just saw what happened with Rudy Gobert. But, and not having Gobert for the stretch, he's not had Kawhi Leonard, and they're able to win. Your All-NBA team, James Harden and Steph Curry were your guards. Your midseason All-NBA forward team, Durant and LeBron, and your center, DeMarcus Cousins, outvoting Joel Embiid and Karl Anthony Towns. I voted Karl Anthony Towns. 37% for DeMarcus, 21% for Karl-Anthony Towns and 21% from Embiid. So those are your Locked On Podcast Network mid-season awards. As the I think that's it. Did you catch that game last night between Oklahoma City and Denver? Holy smokes. Paul George hits the three to tie it at 124. And then Gary Harris on a very long 5 seconds and a few steps, possibly, by Nikola Jokic, hits the three. Jokic had 29 points, 13 rebounds, 14 assists. Paul George had 43. Westbrook had 21 assists. The Nuggets win it, though, 127-124. That was a big win for the Nuggets. Probably not great for the Jazz playoff hopes. You're probably rooting for Denver losses. Worth noting that the offensive rating by Denver, the defensive rating last night by Oklahoma City, was a 124. Without Andre Roberson, it is going to be really, really interesting to see what happens with Oklahoma City's defense. Because Oklahoma City's defense, without Roberson this year, has not been very good. And what really gets interesting is whether or not it holds, can come back around, they can figure it out, or whether he is just the vital piece to everything. They play an aggressive style of defense with Steven Adams, and so that means the backside coverage takes athleticism and length, and that's what Andre Roberson is as good as anyone. And so if Carmelo's got to rotate and Alex Abrines is suddenly rotating, that now you're not an athletic, fast team, and that gets to be a much more complicated concept for the Thunder. And I just don't know whether they can maintain that defensive structure and be nearly the defensive team they've been. If you look at last night, that's just a terrible defense night. Denver's offense is good, but you can't be allowing 127. Now, they almost won the game because they had an insane offensive night. Their defensive ratings in their last, since the, here's the Thunder's defense the last few games. And they're winning most of these games, so their offense is unreal right now. Their 35th best performance of the year. They're 41st. They're 31st. They're 34th. They're 45th, they're 14th, and then last night, which was really bad. Last night, I think, will rank as their worst of the season. But so they have had, in their last six games, they've had, you know, five games that are in their bottom 20 of the year defensively, and three that are in their bottom 10. The flip side is their offense is just ridiculous right now. And tonight was as good. They've had an offensive rating of over 120 in six of their last eight games. And over 118 in seven of their last nine. Have the Thunder. Totally ridiculous. Rockets beat the Spurs in San Antonio 102-91. Held the Spurs to 14 first quarter points. That's what jumped out to me in that one. Rockets defense in the first quarter was good. Chris Paul was back. Have they lost a game yet with Harden, Chris Paul, and Capella playing? They hadn't when they beat the Warriors. Is that streak still alive? I can't really keep track of who's, they've missed so many games, and it's a little bit of a kind of a pick your spots out there, but it's worth, it's, the Rockets are real. The Rockets should scare the Warriors. Minnesota blew out Milwaukee. The Bucks finally lose under Joe Prunty. Kind of a commanding 108-89 win by Minnesota, who had struggled a little bit recently, but not a big deal. The Tyus Jones, Jeff Teague thing's always worth watching. Malcolm Brogdon got hurt in that game. I don't know how that impacts Milwaukee. trade deadline. They're an interesting team. They need to put some things together in the trade deadline, and they're getting Jabari Parker back this week. Washington beat Toronto. Washington without John Wall. What an interesting night last night. Washington without John Wall is moving the basketball. They just played high pick and roll with John Wall. Without John Wall, they had 30 assists again. Second straight game, and they had 8 guys last night with 2 or more assists. It's interesting. Can't imagine they're better without John Wall, but they certainly weren't good with him there for a while, as they seem to have all sorts of internal turmoil. Jazz and the Phoenix Suns tomorrow before we get to pack. Suns are the 29th ranked offense and 30th ranked defense in the NBA. They won their last one 102-88. Devin Booker's still coming at you. TJ Warren's playing really well, scoring 21 points a game over the last 10. They're just bad early. 30th in the league at the first quarter, 24th in the second quarter, 29th in the third quarter. They're the third best fourth quarter team because they're getting blown out by so much, and then they make their run back in it. For the Jazz, it's going to be just a question of whether the Jazz can maintain the level of detail and excellence they've been playing with, or whether they blink for a night. Because when you start to run through the Jazz last few games, you begin. Now, the offense has not been great until the Warrior game. So the Jazz are still vulnerable to a bad night. We weren't playing 3 in a row, but we're not playing so well and 1-4 or 5 that you're avoiding that. Got to get the threes off. That's the thing for me. The rankings for the Jazz, though, are impressive. The defense over the last 5 games is a 98.3 defensive rating, which during that time period is now the second best defense in the NBA. The offense ranks 19th. Over the last 10 games, the offense ranks 15th. We had the 30th ranked offense in the NBA from game 31 to game 40. We've now played 50, and it's interesting to look at the defense. 8th in the first 10 games, 8th in the second 10 games, 9th in the next 10 games, 28th there for a while, now back to 10th. Offense 23rd, 14th, 7th, 30th, now back to 14th. So the defense is coming back, and it's because Rudy's back. I mean, there just are not many players that do what Rudy does. And that's truly what makes him so incredibly awesome. Today's show is brought to you in part by Slow the Flow. In the past 20 years, Utah's weather has been a streaky shooter. Some years it's all splash, others it's very little. When you combine Utah's streaky shooting and dry summers, you get a serious water worry, which is why there's something we could all do to slow the flow. You might be thinking, Locke, it's winter, what do I have to matter? Nope, you'd be surprised. Slowtheflow.org has plenty of things you can do to conserve water in your home during the winter. Shorten your shower time. The numbers don't lie. You shower just 1 minute less every day, and you save 1,875 gallons of water each year. Or even better, if you switch to an ultra-low shower head, you save 2.5 gallons for every minute you shower. We're all big fans of Utah, so do it a favor and head to slowtheflow.org and find out ways that you can save water. It's something we all can do. It's super important. It's slow the flow. Save H2O. All right, Pack Friday. Let's run through the top players in the league, and then the top 10, and the Jazz is the plan. All right, your top Pack player is still Steph Curry at 4.9, James Harden at 3.3. So Steph is still dominating. That's why I voted for him for MVP. Anthony Davis is third at 3.0. Kevin Durant, 2.9. LeBron at 2.8. Pack is points above average created. Stands for the amount of points over an average player that you would get, that you get in it based on the possession. So if LeBron uses 23 scoring opportunities a night, he's averaging 2.8 points more than an average player would per night, which is a lot. That's the fifth best in the league. Adetokounmpo, tied with him. Carl Anthony Towns is 7th. Clint Capella, 8th. DeAndre Jordan, 9th. And Enes Kanter is 10th. Those are the only players over 2.0. Steven Adams, 11th. Nikola Mirotic, 12th. Kyrie Irving, 13th. Chris Paul, 14th. Kevin Love, 15th. So your stretch fours, Anthony Davis, if you count him, is a 3.0. Nikola Mirotic is next at 1.9. Kevin Love is at 1.6. Who else? What would be our next power? John Collins for Atlanta, 1.3. Mike Scott, Washington, 1.3. Marvin Williams, 1.0. Taj Gibson, 1.0 for a power forward, not a stretch. Anthony Tolliver has been great for Detroit at 1.0. But he's really, you know, Anthony Tolliver's not a starter. It's hard to find a starting stretch four. I didn't realize that until just kind of looking around this. That's been surprising to me. Top point guard in the league is Steph Curry at 4.9, followed by Kyrie Irving, 1.8. Not even close. Chris Paul, 1.6. Damian Lillard, 1.5. He's been hot recently. I'm sure he'll be in the top guys. Jeremy Lin hasn't hardly played, sorry, but his name popped up. Darren Collison, the surprise guy, at 1.1. Maybe why Indiana's a little better than people realize. There's not a lot of point guards on this list. When you search the point guards. Point guard, you know, for all the talk of point guards are easy to find. Kyle Lowry at 0.8. George Hill at 0.7. My system has Zaza Pachulia as a point guard, which is not true. Drew Holiday, 0.7. So Trey Burke's actually playing well. Good for Trey. He shows up here. Well, I'd be surprised if that lasts. And Malcolm Brogdon got hurt, 0.5. Bottom offensive players in the league, all the rookies. Lonzo Ball is the minus 2.8. Dennis Smith, minus 2.4. Don't hear people criticizing Dennis Smith the way they do Lonzo Ball, and actually the two of their shooting is getting awfully close. Lonzo Ball's 48% free throw shooting is a little disconcerting, though. But Ball has 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Smith doesn't. Chris Dunn, minus 2.1. Danilo Gallinari, minus 2.0. Josh Jackson, who we'll see in Phoenix, minus 2.0. Deion Waiters, 2.0. Russell Westbrook, minus 2.0. Juwan Evans, minus 1.9. Marcus Smart, minus 1.9. Interesting to see with Smart out. Isaiah, if the Boston gets better, 1.9 for Isaiah Thomas and minus 1.8 for Andrew Wiggins. Let's go to the last 10 games. Steph Curry is the hottest player in the NBA. Damian Lillard is second hottest. Kevin Durant, third. Anthony Tolliver, fourth. Fred Van Vliet, actually. Miles Turner, Kyrie Irving, Chris Paul, Enes Kanter. The rookie Jared Allen's getting about 19 minutes in Brooklyn, shooting 73%. Klay Thompson, Channing Frye, Jonas Valanciunas, DeAndre Jordan, John Collins, Atlanta really turning it on. Montrezl Carroll in Houston. Shelvin Mack's hot right now. These are the guys over two. Kelly Oubre, Carl Anthony Towns, Malcolm Brogdon got hurt last night. Jordan Bell, Drew Holiday. Jordan Bell's hardly played. George Hill, Jimmy Butler, Joe Harris, DeAndre Liggins, Bradley Beal, Giannis, Greg Monroe. Those are the hot players in the NBA. Who are the colds? Aaron Gordon is stunningly cold. 36 minutes a night, 33% from the floor, 19 from three, minus six. Pat, Chris Dunn is very, very cold, 36%, 23%. Chris LeVert, Avery Bradley, Dennis Schroeder, Gerald Green, Zach Randolph, J.J. Barea, Eric Bledsoe. Interesting. Marquise Chris, Isaiah Thomas, we mentioned, Carmelo Anthony, very poor. Brandon Ingram, very poor. That's a little disconcerting if you're the Lakers. Brandon Ingram, 42%, 25% from three. Tony Parker, minus 2.4. Jeff Teague, Dennis Smith. Tyreek Evans, everyone's talking about trading for, 40% and 29% from three recently. He's come back to life. All right, let's check our Utah Jazz before we wrap this up for the season. The Utah Jazz pack leader is... Where's Rudy? Rudy Gobert at 1.3. Joe Ingles at 0.9. Derek Favors, 0.6. Tabo, 0.5. Jonas, 0.3. Epe, 0.1. Neto is even. Royce O'Neal's minus 0.2. Alec Burks, minus 0.3. So is Donovan. Rodney's a minus 0.6. Joe Johnson's a minus 0.9. And Ricky Rubio's a minus 1.2. How about the last 10 games for Utah Jazz? Ricky's just not going to the free throw line he did last year. If Ricky went to the free throw line last year, that number would be a lot better. All right, for the last 10 games, your Utah Jazz hottest player is Joe Ingles. Shooting 47% from threes, a 1.7 pack. Tabo's still 1.2. He has only played like one game. Epe's barely played 0.8. Royce O'Neal, 0.6. Rudy Gobert, 0.6. Royce O'Neal's 0.1. And so is Alec Burks. Both those are league average. They've done a nice job filling in for Rodney. Neto, 0.1. Derek, even. Rodney Hood, a minus 0.2. Donovan Mitchell, a minus 0.2 the last 10. Joe Johnson, a minus 0.3. Jarebko, minus 0.4. And Ricky Rubio, minus 1.5. Other than Rubio, you're getting close to having just about every player being above average, which makes a, really actually helps you get that. You can become a pretty good offensive team by just doing that. That is today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Thanks to Slow the Flow, Murdoch Hyundai. Hey, we're not behind a paywall, so please support our sponsors. Is that too soon? Hope not. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Jazz and Suns tonight will be in San Antonio for back-to-back on Saturday. Look forward to chatting with you on Monday. We'll be in New Orleans after Super Bowl Sunday. Hope you're great. Thanks very much for tuning in. There's a really fun Locked On NBA with the coach this week, so make sure you grab that as well.